Here we go. It's about that time again. That's right. It's time for another edition of the 2-2 Podcast. Listen, I'm so glad and grateful you could join me today. We are continuing our series entitled Bro Code, and I don't want you to miss today's message. So you know the move. Grab your friends. Grab your family. Grab your coworkers. Grab those people you don't like. Don't forget your notebook, your iPad, your laptop. Whatever you need to take notes. Let's lock in, y'all. It's grind time. See you in a minute. Well, happy Tuesday, everybody. And welcome to today's 2-2 Podcast episode. First and foremost, before we get started, I want to thank all of you for your support of this show. It brings me great joy to do what I do each and every week. I love hearing your suggestions. I love hearing getting advice from you. I love your support, your well wishes, your prayers. Thank you for all that you are to this show. And I will continue to be like Anita Baker to give you the best that I got at all times. As you can tell, last week I said that we were only going to have one day where I didn't do a show. And of course, that day was last Tuesday. And of course, that was my 32nd birthday. But I decided that I wanted to take the whole week to properly celebrate my birthday, to properly celebrate, you know, not only another chapter, which I believe chapter 32 is going to be absolutely amazing. Some things I want to, I think some things I'm going to touch in this season, and some levels that I'm going to touch in this season that are going to propel me into some greater situations. So I'm excited about that in this chapter. But it was a celebration of some things that I overcame this year. And some things that I've had to fight through over the last year or so. And so I wanted to take the time to really, you know, just relax, kind of be, to have some peaceful moments, to, you know, take myself to lunch, to, you know, just to enjoy some me time, to do some things for myself. Because so many times we get caught up in the celebrations of others that we forget to celebrate ourselves. And so, again, you know, thank you for those who sent me birthday wishes. Thank you. I honor you today. Thank you for those who sent gifts. I honor you today. If you still want to send a gift, that's fine. I tend to celebrate my birthday longer than a day, longer than a week. I try to celebrate as much throughout the month. So if you want to, you can. I am okay with that. If you still want to wish me happy birthday, I'm still okay with that. That is fine by me. But again, thank you to all of you who celebrated and wished me happy birthday. I'm grateful for another year, and I'm grateful for another opportunity to grow and mature and be better than before. All right. So, if this is your first time, or your first time in a long time, welcome and welcome back. I hope in the next few moments, I'll speak to your storm, speak to your struggle, and speak to your situation. I strive to be three things on this podcast and in life, and that is authentic, transparent, and informal. And I pray that within those three pillars of my life and in this show, that I say something in these next few moments that supercharges you, that energizes you, that causes you to say enough is enough, that causes you to want to break the generational curses, to break chains that you have been bound by, to become greater than you've ever been before, to be healed, whole, focused, and everything you're called to be. So again, if this is your first time, Your first time in a long time. Welcome. And welcome back. All right. So, as you heard on the intro, we are continuing our series entitled Bro Code. Of course, I wanted to do a series targeted towards men to really tackle some things within our own lives that we, you know, we struggle with. We struggle with, you know, not being able to cope with our emotions. We struggle with not being able to overcome certain things in our lives. We struggle with the stigmas. We struggle with the status quo. We struggle with the stereotypes and being typecasted simply because of the plight of another person. We struggle with that. And that's not to say nobody else struggles with that. That's not to say women don't struggle with that, because they greatly. Women struggle greatly with the stereotypes and the stigmas and the typecastings and the, and what greater way than black women. Black women do it, deal with the struggles of being typecasted as a certain type of person because they express themselves in such a way. And that being the same for men, when we express ourselves, we're typecasted as a certain way. And so today's episode, I wanted to take a little time to talk about being an overcomer. Being an overcomer. Well, oftentimes we hear the word overcomer in church. There's verses for it where we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We overcome by the blood of, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We've got songs about it. We've got movies about it. We've got ministries about it. But what does an overcomer truly look like? What is an overcomer? What does being an overcomer truly mean? Sometimes we yell we're overcomers, and we still are fighting and dealing. And that's not to say you can't fight and not be an overcomer at the same time. Because one thing about me being an overcomer, overcoming some situations in my life, is sometimes you still have to battle the temptation. Part of being an overcomer is oftentimes fighting incoming temptation. Fighting those reminders of what you battled through and you fought and you won against. Those bad habits, those bad words, those bad connections. You've heard me say it numerous times on this show that oftentimes we're connected to the human personification of some of our bad habits, bad words, bad customs, bad motives, bad moves. And oftentimes they're a reminder that we need to get away from certain things, and we need to become greater than what we've been through, and greater than our past, and greater than what's behind us. And so today, let's just talk about being an overcomer and what that looks like and how we can become overcomers and how we can become greater than our past and greater than the present situations and difficulties that we go through. So we can't talk about being an overcomer without defining what an overcomer is. And so if this is your first time or your first time in a long time, please understand that I love defining terms. You know I love words. Didn't always like them. Hated defining words. And now I find myself trying to figure out the meaning of everything. The meaning of every word. And so what is the word overcomer mean? It's a person that overcomes something. One who succeeds in dealing with or gaining control of some problem or difficulty. Again, that is a person that overcomes something. One who succeeds in dealing with or gaining control of some problem or difficulty. Show of hands, I know you can't see me and I can't see you, but for research purposes, I just want to do this really quickly. How many people have had to overcome something in their life? How many people have had to deal with the pain of having to climb up a mountain that seemed insurmountable? People told you that this climb would be insurmountable. Have you ever had to deal with fighting through a storm? Fighting through a trial, fighting through a tribulation in your life, fighting through rejection, fighting through pain, fighting through a struggle, fighting and struggling and straining and staying up all night and crying. Have you ever had to overcome something in your life? If you're a human being that has breath in your body, you've had to overcome something. Nobody said the road would be easy, but you've come too far to give up now. You've come too far. Listen, we've all had to overcome something. We've all had to fight through something. But sometimes it's hard to fight through things based on a few things, based on the past that we've dealt with. That's the first thing. We've had to deal with every time we try to take 5 steps up, our past tries to push us back 10. And when we try to take 2, our past tries to push us back 4. It's an ongoing struggle with the old me. The old me wants to stay, while a new me is trying to tell me that the old me doesn't have anything for me. I'm trying to overcome me. I'm trying to be more than a conqueror. I'm trying to conquer my past. Has anybody had to ever deal with the old them? Drake said it best on No Telling. I'm in a different place. Don't remind me of the old me. I'm in a higher place. I'm in a different place. I'm in a different level of life. Don't remind me of the old me. Shout out to the old me. The old me made me who I may have made me who I am, but I will not go back to the way things used to be. Talk to him, Dr. William McDowell. I won't go back. I can't go back to the way things used to be. Before I was changed, before I became an overcomer, I can't go back. I won't go back. I have to deal. I had to deal with me first. You ever had to deal with you in order to become who you are today? Talk to me, somebody. Don't look at me. Don't look at this phone. Don't look at that laptop. Don't look at that iPad. Don't look at that Roku TV. Don't look at that thing sideways. You had to overcome. I'm talking to somebody who's had to battle through hell and hot water to get to say, I'm an overcomer more than a conqueror. Another thing that causes us to not overcome some situations, it's not only us, but some lessons that we're taught. You've heard me say it before. Sometimes we can't overcome some things because those lessons that we're taught keep playing over and over again in our mind. Those lessons that we are, and this is for my guys. Let me talk to my guys right now. This is a men's series. However, I just want to talk to everybody, but I really want to talk to my guys. I want to talk to the fellas right now. Sometimes it's hard to overcome overcome a situation simply because of some lessons that we were taught when we were younger. That we never deal with our emotions. We never deal with the pain. We never deal with hurt. We never deal with rejection. We never deal with abandonment. We're not supposed to deal with it. We're supposed to just Let it go and keep pushing. Sometimes that mentality does more harm than good. Does more harm than good to hold on to something that constantly hurts us. To hold on to something that when we see somebody that's in a situation, that's in a better situation, that's in a situation that we wish we were in. We wish we had a father figure. We wish we had our own father in our lives. Or we wish we had our own family in our lives. Or we wish we had something. And it brings about resentment and bitterness. Because we didn't take the time to look at it and go, I'm better than this. I can't keep holding on to this. It's doing me more harm than good to hold this back. It's doing me more harm than good to feel resentment and bitterness. It's doing me more harm than good. I can't hold on to this. Have you ever held on to something too long and it's done more harm than good? I know for a fact, as I sit here in this moment, at this time, understand how it feels to hold on to something because of a lesson that we never are supposed to deal with. It took me a long time to deal with some things. It took me a long time to overcome some things because we have in the back of our mind, we have in our minds that we don't deal with this. This ain't for us. Dealing with something like this ain't what we do. It ain't what men do. That's really dealing with your emotions and dealing with the past, dealing with those horrible lessons that we receive. It's a woman thing. That's a thing for women. Women, because men aren't emotional creatures, and we're not supposed to be. That was what we're taught. But it's time to throw away that lesson. You're allowed as a man to deal with anything and everything that you feel hurts you. You're allowed to. You're allowed to say enough is enough. You're allowed to say, I'm tired of feeling the way that I feel. You're allowed to fight through some things. You're allowed to battle. You're allowed to talk about it. Don't allow the pain of your past, and don't allow the horrible lessons that you received as a child, as a teenager, as a young adult. And let me go even further. We're still learning these lessons at 30 plus. Some of the people that we hailed as heroes, that we thought their lessons were great and their lessons would help us, we came to find out those lessons were nothing more than ways to push away proper healing and being whole as a man. I've been on a journey to being whole and healed because I know for a fact some things in my life destroyed me. And I said to myself, enough was enough. I wanted to be an overcomer, and I was going to be an overcomer. God is my witness. I'm just talking today. But two things that cause us to not be an overcomer are the pain of the past and those lessons that we received that did more harm than good. Today is the day. This is the moment. It's never, ever, ever, ever too late to deal with and overcome any battle that you're facing. But how do you do it? How do you overcome? One of the points that I added to my notes as I was preparing is to recognize the season that you're in. This is something that I saw on a website as I was researching and doing the notes for this show from Rachel Wojo. To recognize the season that you're in. That pain was a season. Whether we agree with that or not, the pain that you went through was a season. The trouble that you went through was a season. And I didn't always understand that because it seemed like those seasons of pain and trouble were back to back in my life. Understand, sometimes those seasons are stacked up on each other. But to be an overcomer, as Rachel Wojo said, you have to recognize the season that you're in. Remember, that pain is a season. That heartbreak was a season that you were in. That obliviousness was a season that you're in. That rejection was a season that you're in. You have to recognize the season. But you also have to understand that seasons don't last long. It may seem like it, because when you're in a season, it seems like there's more seasons back to back when it's all one big one. It's one big, short, intense season. And it seems like in that season, you keep getting hit, bang, by one thing after another. Just punching you, combo punches. It's trying to knock you down. It's trying to take you out. But please understand that it is a season. Recognize the season. And know that the next season. I heard somebody say this. Let me just parenthetically insert this. I heard George Bloomer say this. You know how great the next season is. The blessing is going to be based on the hell that you're going through right now. You know how great the season is going to be. You know how great the next season is going to be. You know how great the blessing and the healing is going to be based on the hell that you are going through right now. I need you to understand. And here's the second thing. Here's the second thing. Not only to recognize the season that you're in, but don't let the enemy, that's the enemy, don't let your past tell you that it's over. Don't let your past tell you that you should give up. Don't let your past tell you that you'll never get over this. Don't ever allow your past to define who you are right now. I know that sounds weird, but let me explain myself. When you are going into a new season, like I said just a few minutes ago, your past will remind you of who you were. And don't allow your past to remind you and draw you back to a place that you grew away from and you went away from. Don't allow it. Recognize the season. Recognize that your past won't ever dictate your future. Yeah, it will from time to time. But let me say it like this. Your past, they're past you. Don't allow your past you to draw you back to a place of brokenness. And don't allow your past to tell you that that place was a great place. That it was better in that place. You had more friends in that place. and you had more of this in that place, you had more life in that place, and you had more this in that place, and you had more, everything was positive in that place. No! Don't sit here and allow your past to tell you that. Because then, if you're not strong enough mentally, you'll think that that place is where you need to be. And recognize that it's that enough is enough. For the last year, I've said enough was enough. That I wouldn't allow myself to hold back any emotions or anything that I was feeling. And that I was going to let people know that they hurt me. And I was going to let people know that you can't talk to me the same way that you did before. And you can't treat me the same way that you did before. And you can't, you know, mistreat me. You can't do any of that like you did before. This is not me from a few years ago. You can't do that. This is a different season in my life. Let me tell somebody, today is the day that you let people know that this moment, this time, enough is enough. It's time to remind people enough is enough. It's time to let people know and to show people how you should be treated. And if they don't, you'll act accordingly. I'm overcoming some things. I'm overcoming my past in this season. I'm overcoming the opinions of people in this season. I'm overcoming the lust and the insatiable appetite of other people's approval. I'm overcoming that. Overcoming everything that I wasn't supposed to get out of. I'm coming out. This is my season to become everything that I've been designed to be, that I've been created to be. This is my season to be all that I am supposed to be. This is my season, and this is your season to overcome and become greater than you've ever been. Hey, listen, thank you for joining the show today. Don't forget to follow the show page and my personal page. The show page is 22_podcast. That is 22_podcast on Instagram. And my personal page at AlexJ_live. That is AlexJ_live. Please don't forget the 22podcast has merch. That's on 22apparel.threadless.com. That is 22apparel.threadless.com. See you soon.